You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan, live and those giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. My overnight is truck driver's third shifter. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all had a great weekend. Got to hang out with the people on Saturday for a little bit as well. Had a little bit of an extended version of the Hometown Take on Saturday, 5 to 6:30. Led y'all up to Atlanta United pregame coverage, which, by the way, we'll talk about. Atlanta United got a huge, huge win over the reigning MLS champion Columbus Crew on Saturday. Huge game and huge win for United. But we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about more about that in about 18, 20 minutes from now. We will also talk about the NFL getting underway, training camp. We'll bring you some NFL headlines. We'll do that in about 38 minutes from now. Got a lot of things happening in the world of the NFL as football season is ramping up. But unfortunately, right now we have to start with the Atlanta Braves. And I say unfortunate because it was an unfortunate weekend. And it was really an unfortunate series of events for the Braves this weekend. And man, it just, life can come at you really fast. Just period in general. But in sports, life can come at you really fast as well. There's no change there because Saturday came in, was feeling really good about the Braves. Got to watch them Saturday during the day. There was obviously, they had the rain out on Friday. Game was postponed to Saturday, and then they did a doubleheader Saturday. So it was fine. I had tickets to the game Friday. Obviously didn't go because it got rained out. Went Saturday before my show. Enjoyed the game. Nice vibes. Got to see Eddie Rosario hit a game-tying two-run home run while the crowd, including myself, was chanting, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. And then I didn't get to see the Ozzie Albies sacrifice fly, but heard about it, talked about it on the radio, obviously, and the vibes were immaculate going into Saturday evening, going into the Braves' second game of two of their doubleheader Saturday night. So everything was good. Everything was solid in Braves country. They just got a win. They were feeling good about themselves. Offense had got some big hits, even though it wasn't the prettiest game offensively. Like, everything was solid. We was good. We was chilling. Then Saturday night comes, and they lose game two of the doubleheader. And you're like, okay, whatever. That's a bummer. But maybe they go win the series on Sunday, right? Right? No. No. They lose the series on Sunday as well, 6-2. But guess what? That series lost, this series lost the least of our worries right now in Braves country, because not one, but two injuries coming down the pipeline Sunday. One, hopefully not as serious, but one is pretty serious and is going to have one of our best players missing significant time. So the first one I'll tell you about, the one that is not quite as bad, but it's not good because we're already having to fill in when it comes to our pitching staff, Max Fried. So the Braves announced, I believe Sunday it was, yeah, Sunday. I couldn't remember if it actually came out Saturday or not, but it did come out Sunday, that the Braves placed all-star left-handed pitcher Max Fried on the 15-day IL retroactive to July 18th due to forearm neuritis. Fried felt discomfort getting loose before pitching one inning in the all-star game. An MRI did reveal that there was no structural damage, so that's good, but he will not throw until he is asymptomatic. The Braves promoted left-handed pitcher Dylan Dodd from AAA Gwinnett. So I actually have Max Fried talking about this, and he can talk about this better than I can, so I'm actually going to let you hear Max Fried talk about that. But before I do, I'll go ahead and give you the second injury that happened yesterday. This one actually happened during the game yesterday, and it's Ozzie. Just a guy we can't afford to lose anybody else at this point. I mean, we already lost Ron Acuña Jr., already lost Spencer Strider. Those guys aren't coming back. But then Money Mike, he's obviously out now. Thank goodness he's coming back, but he's still gone right now. And it's like, goodness, bro. By having to lose Ronald Acuña Jr. and Spencer Strider for the season some months ago, the injury bug done did enough with those two injuries already. We were already scratching and clawing. And then we lose Money Mike for an extended period of time. Now we're going to lose Ozzie Albies basically until the playoffs, because he's going to be out about 8 weeks with a fractured wrist. So what, today's the 22nd? If he's going to miss about 2 months, and I don't know if that 2 months means like he'll be back with the Braves in 2 months or he'll be ready to rehab starts in 2 months, I don't know. But you think about 2 months, that gets us to August. That's September 22nd. Ozzy Albies ain't probably going to be back until the postseason, y'all. We might have a few games before the postseason, but Ozzy Albies not going to be back till darn near the postseason. So it's like, what the heck? Can the injury bug just go away? Haven't we suffered enough? Just leave us alone, man. You already took away the MVP. Then you took away who could have been a Cy Young candidate, maybe even MVP, and Spencer Strider. You take away Money Mike, our starting center fielder, all-star caliber player, for a decent amount of time, and he's still out. And now you're taking away Max Fried for, again, we don't know how long. Hopefully it's not that long because there is, again, no structural damage to that forearm. But he's feeling some discomfort, and we don't know when that's going to go away. And now we got Miss Ozzy Albies for basically until the postseason. Like, what? Bro, enough is enough already, injury bug. Dang. So it's just, again, life can come at you fast, especially as a sports fan. And right now, as a Braves fan, life has come at us very quickly with all these injuries now that we have. We'll talk about what the solution will be to the Ozzy Albies injury in just a minute. But I do want to go back to Max Fried here quickly and let you hear him talk about this injury and what's going to be next for Max Fried.
Everything structurally looks great. Just a little irritated a sensory nerve. So not like one of the major, I guess, like muscle functioning nerves. It's just more of a sensory nerve. Just going to let it calm down and, you know, hopefully be back soon.
So again, it's not the biggest deal, but I mean, it is a big deal. Excuse me, actually, it is a big deal because already missing Spencer Strider. Now we're missing Max Fried. Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez really going to hold this thing now. And I will say this, Charlie Morton, he did pitch game one Saturday. He did look good Saturday in game one, and we're going to need a lot more outings from Charlie Morton that we got on Saturday until Max Fried is able to come back. And again, I don't know if it's one start, two starts. I don't know how long it's going to be, but it'll be long enough. So we'll see who else is going to help hold it down. Bryce Elder, we saw what that looks like on Saturday night. It's just bleh. And Spencer Schwellenbach, while he wasn't bad, it wasn't great. He still obviously is a rookie working things out. So we're going to need these guys to step up. Hopefully Ian Anderson, AJ Smith-Shawver can get back because hopefully those guys can give us a boost as far as pitching-wise goes. But, man, this Braves team being held together by duct tape, it feels like right about now. So, again, Bryce Elder, Spencer Schwellenbach going to have to hold it down. Hopefully Ian Anderson and AJ Smith-Shawver are ready to go sooner rather than later. I know Ian Anderson recently made a rehab start. So those are your solutions as far as who's going to help while Max Fried is out when it comes to the pitching rotation. And as far as Ozzy Albies goes, it looks like Nacho Alvarez, one of the Braves' top prospects, is going to be the answer at second base while Ozzy Albies is gone for the next 8 weeks. So, again, Nacho, it's been reported by multiple sources that Nacho is going to be that guy. And Orlando Arcia is going to stay at shortstop because you would think, because Nacho's original position and his natural position is shortstop, and you think Arcia could probably go to second base, but Arcia still better at shortstop than he probably is at second base, and they feel like Nacho can make an easy and quick transition for him at second base. So we'll see, but Nacho Alvarez is going to look like going to be the guy to replace Ozzie Albies at second base. Now, I don't think the Braves have said they have officially moved him up, and they have not. So we'll probably get that announcement soon, probably at some point today. The Braves do play tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. So we'll see what that looks lineup looks like tonight. It could be Nacho tonight, but we just have to kind of wait and see. But, man, you just – at this point, you really need guys to step up. And honestly, I'm going to be completely and honestly real with Braves fans right now. This is just how I feel. Maybe you can definitely feel differently, and maybe you do feel differently. But at this point, I just need the Braves to maintain and make the postseason. I ain't worried about the division with the injuries and how we're going to have to manage everything. And again, Max Fried hopefully is not out that long, but we don't know. Again, Ozzie Albies, probably not going to see him again until right before the postseason starts, maybe when the postseason starts. And with all that, man, just make the playoffs. Yeah, be healthy for the playoffs. Be as healthy as we possibly can be for the playoffs. So that means Max Fried. That means Ozzie back. That means Money Mike. Michael Harris back. I just need them back for the postseason. I just need this Brave. And no other injuries, please, for the love. No other injuries, please. Oh, we've been through enough. We've suffered enough as far as injuries go. So let's just find a way to maintain, stay in this top wild card spot, make the playoffs, and be healthy for the playoffs. That's all I want at this point. That's all I want. Of course, I would love the Braves to come back and win the division, but that's a tough ask with the injuries that they're facing right now. But we'll see. Not going to lie, a little bit defeated as a Braves fan this morning, y'all. A little bit defeated. I know at the end of the day we'll be fine. I feel like we'll still make the playoffs. We'll be okay. But not going to lie, yesterday hurt. Yesterday hurt a lot. You can let me know how you're feeling as a Braves fan right now. 404-726-0929 if you got a thought on the Bravos. You can also tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. When we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, NFL training camp getting underway. Let's talk a little bit about our Atlanta Falcons. I did this on Saturday, but I want to bring it to my early morning crew as well because I didn't get a chance to talk about it with the early morning crew. 5 best case scenarios and 5 worst case scenarios for the Falcons. Josh Kendall had a thought on it and gave his. I'll react to it on the other side here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night out there working around the clock, making sure the medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early night bus drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay. I will take your calls if you have any reaction to what was, a very unlucky and unfortunate weekend for the Atlanta Braves. Not only do they lose the weekend series to the St. Louis Cardinals, but also a couple of big injuries come about for the Braves. One, hopefully not as serious. The other, though, very serious as far as, you know, just bad timing and how much time this person is going to miss. Talking about Ozzie Albies, fractured his wrist trying to apply a tag at second base, trying to get a runner, a base runner, or a guy who's trying to steal second. And he kind of put his glove down and went into the runner, and he unfortunately fractured his wrist, and now he is set to miss 8 weeks. So hopefully he is back maybe a few games before the postseason starts, but probably won't see Ozzie Albies until a couple of games before the postseason or when the postseason starts. Then the other injury, Max Fried, he has some forearm neuritis, and that's got him on the 15-day IL. Now, the Braves did announce that an MRI did reveal no structural damage, so no structural damage, ligament damage, anything like that. So Max did say that he's just going to rest it, let the irritation go away, and then once that irritation is gone, he'll be ready to come back. So he does land on the IL, but hopefully not for long. So we'll see. But just again, on top of losing the series, you have these injuries to two obviously very important players on your team, and it's not a good feeling. Not a good feeling this Monday morning being a Braves fan. So if you have a thought on it, we'll open up the phone lines to you for this segment, 404-726-0929. And let's actually go ahead and head out to the phones right now because my guy Skip, he's calling from the ATL, and he's got a thought on these Bravo. Skip, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, my brother?
What's going on, my guy? What's going on? Hey, man, I'm like you, man. Once Ozzy went out, man, I got real deflated, man. I'm gonna throw this at you, man. I got a couple of takes on it right quick.
Okay.
What's gonna happen now? It put the guys in the batting order already had pressure on them. Now you have added extra pressure, and they weren't doing them with the pressure.
You're right.
They got added pressure. Now at the same time, I'm like you. The division. I gave up after the injury. But as far as making the playoffs, is it worth going out spending your farm system and we might not make the playoffs? Because, see, right now the Braves are one of those teams that we got to see what's going to happen in these next couple of games to see are we going to be buyers or sellers. Because you got teams that's, like, right behind us. The Mets, everybody's right behind us. We like two games up, you know what I'm saying, on the Cardinals now. So, and everybody else is right there. So if we falter within this next week between Cincinnati and New York, hey, we might just keep the farm system where it's at, try to trade them next year, and just ride it out, ride the season out, man. Too many injuries, man. Just too many injuries. I don't see us coming back, dog. I just don't.
Yeah, I feel it, Skip, and I appreciate the phone call, brother. Look, as far as the standings go right now, let's take a look at the standings because Skip does bring up a solid point about where we are at as far as the standings go. So let's look at the wild card real quick. The Braves do still have the top wild card spot, and they're up by a fair margin. St. Louis did creep up on you, though, for sure, after winning this series. So they are only they're about a game and a half behind you, I believe, for the top wild card spot. Now, you're still up four games on the Mets as far as that last wild card spot goes. The Mets, Diamondbacks, and Padres are all kind of tied for that top wild card spot a little bit as far as, like, head-to-head matchups go and all that. They're all kind of tied for that last wild card spot. So you're still okay as far as the wild card and making the playoffs. And look, the Cardinals are creeping up on you as far as that last wild card spot goes, but you still have a little bit of a cushion when it comes to the Mets, the Diamondbacks, the Padres. And you did just beat the Diamondbacks that last time we just played them. But anywho, you still have a solid cushion when it comes to that last wild card spot. So I do think Alex Anthopoulos still, if he can, is going to be a buyer. I don't think there's any way we sell, and I don't even know if we sell, like, who out there we would, like, even try to sell. I don't know who we have to sell because we're not selling anybody from, like, the nucleus, like Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Michael Harris, Ron Acuña Jr., Spencer Strider. They're not going anywhere. Like, you know, I don't see those guys going anywhere. I don't think at this point A.J. Smith-Shawver or Spencer Schwellenbach are on the table. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't see those guys going anywhere either. I don't see a Nacho Alvarez going anywhere. Well, and again, we'll see what he do when he comes up, because it does, like, he's going to come up and be the one to replace Ozzie Albies at second base. But the point being, I don't see those guys going anywhere. I don't see who we really have to sell. And I don't think even if we did have guys to sell, I don't think we would be sellers. So that's just my take on it personally, because I do think this team still has enough juice to make the postseason and maintain to make the postseason. Because, again, let's do remember this. Michael Harris will be back sooner rather than later. You will hopefully get A.J. Smith-Shawver back. Ian Anderson back, they can help out as far as the rotation goes until Max Fried is ready. And again, we don't even know how long Max Fried is going to be out. He's on the 15-day IL, but if it can only truly be a 15-day stretch, then he's not going to be out for that long. So we have to just kind of wait and see when it comes to Max Fried. But when it comes to Ozzie Albies, when Michael Harris comes back, you know, you'll feel a little bit better about that. And hopefully Nacho can have some success here, some early success. So we'll see. But I don't think we're at the point at all where I don't really feel in danger of the Braves not making the playoffs. I think the Braves will still make the postseason. And at this point, I just want us to keep that top wild card spot, because Skip is right about the Cardinals creeping up on us, because they're right there now challenging for that top wild card spot. I do want to still find a way to maintain and keep that top wild card spot and make the postseason there. But at the end of the day, just make the playoffs. Just get in and get in healthy and do what you got to do from there. So really, that's how I feel on it. And again, 404-726-0929. You got a thought on the Braves injuries, man, and where the Braves are right now? Let me know. Give me a call up. Give me a shout. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Macon. That's where my guy Keith is calling up. He wants to talk about the Bravos as well. Keith, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I'm just concerned that Alex is going to be stingy. Well, they're going to keep him from spending the money he needs to spend to buy some good players. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What position does Wall play at?
Forrest Wall?
Yes.
He's like an outfielder. I think he plays most of the time like left field. But he can play, I think, the two corner outfield spots.
Okay.
Zach Short is our other kind of utility infield guy. He can play around the infield, I believe. Zach Short.
He's going to cover for Albies while he's out then?
Well, it looks like one of our top prospects, Nacho Alvarez, he looks like he's going to get the call-up, actually, and he's probably going to cover for Ozzie. So it'll probably be a little bit of a platoon between Nacho Alvarez and Zach Short. Now, the Braves haven't obviously announced anything officially, Keith, but it's probably going to be a platoon between Alvarez and Zach Short. But I think Alvarez is going to try and be the main answer for the Braves right now.
All right, well, I hope and pray for a speedy recovery for Mr. Albies.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too, Keith, and I appreciate the phone call, brother. I definitely want a speedy recovery for Ozzie, but, you know, don't want to rush him back either, because at this point, you know, it's just seeming like he's going to be ready for the postseason, and that's about it. Again, maybe a couple of games beforehand, but it's tough. And look, this would hurt, but it would hurt maybe a little bit less if they didn't lose the series to the Cardinals, but losing to the series to the Cardinals too, and just everything mixed. It was a tough weekend for sure for the Bravos. But look, it is what it is, and now guys have to step up. Matt Olson, we need you, man. He has not been looking great over these past few games, and looked like he maybe was starting to come out of his slump, but and now looks like he's kind of slumping again. So we need Matt Olson to step up. We need the Big Bear, Marcell Ozuna, to keep doing what he's been doing. Really, we need to get him to get on the tear again. And we need guys like Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall to step up as well. Austin Riley, we need him to keep it going. So the rest of these bats and the guys around are just going to have to rally and keep it going. And again, hopefully Michael Harris is ready to come back soon, but guys just going to have to step up. And we'll see. The Braves still got talent to make this thing work. And obviously, pitching-wise, Schwellenbach's going to have to bounce back his next start, because he's going to get plenty of more starts now. Chris Sale's going to have to continue to do Chris Sale things, along with Reynaldo Lopez, who, again, is going to be on the mound tonight for the Braves. Hunter Green's going to be on the mound for the Reds. And the Braves are going to have to just get back on the horse, get back at it tonight, and hopefully get themselves a win and get back to their winning ways. Because, again, team's chomping at the bit. Right behind you in that wild card. Again, St. Louis is now only about a game and a half back behind you for that top wild card spot. And Mets, Diamondbacks, and Padres are got a little cushion, four games ahead of them. But still, it is. Braves got to do some winning. And they got to step up a little bit here. So we'll see what happens. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, appreciate the calls, by the way, Skip and Keith. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, 5 minutes from now, let's get into some NFL headlines. We got teams in training camp. Falcons going to be in training camp on Wednesday. You already know we're going to be out there. So let's get into some NFL headlines when we come back. A couple of retirements, a couple of signings as well. We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. NFL training camp, y'all. Chiefs are in training camp. I'm sure a lot of you have seen Patrick Mahomes, the video surfacing online of him throwing a dot on the run down the field to Xavier Worthy, who had the defensive back beat by a couple of steps. And everybody's like, uh-oh, there it is. That combo can be something special with Xavier Worthy's speed, the arms of Patty Mahomes. Everybody's starting to fall in love with the Xavier Worthy-Patrick Mahomes connection already. But teams are in training camp. I believe the Giants are in training camp as well. And you got teams out here already in training camp. And the Falcons, they'll be in training camp on Wednesday, hump day. And we will be out there morning shift. We'll be out there. Steakhouse will be out there. Andy and Randy will be out there. And then Dukes and Bell will be at their usual spot and the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia out there as well. So it's all getting real. Football season is here, y'all. It is here. And I am so excited for football season. So with that, let's get into some more NFL headlines. Speaking of some new places or new faces in new places, how about Cam Akers? He's landing with the Houston Texans, and man, if Cam Akers, I know obviously injuries, especially Achilles injuries, have been a huge thing for him. And, you know, it's been tough for him over the last couple of years to stay healthy. But if he can find a way to stay healthy, man, Houston, they just got weapons on weapons on weapons on weapons on weapons. It's crazy. So Cam Akers is signing with the Houston Texans. Announced on Sunday, Akers is going to lead a running back room that is already pretty stacked. 2021 Pro Bowler Joe Mixon, who the Texans traded for in March, and they gave him a 3-year, $27 million extension. It also has Damian Pierce in there, who rushed for 1,355 yards in his first two seasons. Now, again, Ed has had some injury issues. He's coming off a torn left Achilles tendon that he suffered in week 9 as a member of the Vikings last season. And that was Akers' second time suffering such an injury. He previously tore his left Achilles during the 2021 offseason when he was with the Rams. Again, he used to be a standout at Florida State, and he finished he did contribute to the Rams Super Bowl run. He finished with 100 rushing yards in 4 postseason games. Akers was a second-round pick of the Rams in 2020, rushed for 1,443 yards, 10 touchdowns in 4 seasons before he was traded to the Vikings in September. He's going to be fighting for a roster spot on a Texans squad again that has held 3 training camp practices since starting on Thursday. So Texans, another team in training camp as well. And I believe the Texans are in the Hall of Fame game. It's the Texans and the Bears. But they're in training camp as well. So Cam Akers, again, if he can stay healthy, that's a really, really good pickup for the Houston Texans, who got, again, weapons on weapons on weapons. You talk Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, Cam Akers as your running backs. You got Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell as your wide receivers, along with Dalton Schultz, a very good tight end. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, I mean, yeesh. And they got a pretty good defense as well. Let's not forget Will Anderson on that defense. I mean, dude, this Texas team is stacked. All right, moving on here. Let's talk about the Aints, our rival. They signed Rashid Shaheed to a 1-year extension. He was an exclusive rights free agent for the Saints. 1-year, $5.2 million contract extension on Saturday, according to Adam Schefter and his sources. He was obviously a returner and an All-Pro and a Pro Bowler selection last season. Wide receiver. Deal was negotiated by his agents Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey, and it comes 4 days before the Saints open training camp. And in 2023, Shaheed finished with 46 receptions, 719 yards, 5 touchdowns for the season. And he had a big game, if you remember, against the Indianapolis Colts back last October. 3 receptions, 3 targets, 153 yards, and a touchdown. And again, young guy, got change of pace, very good at misdirection. So, solid signing to bring back one of your receivers who maybe, just maybe, could be a core piece for the Saints. Talk about another signing here. This one, an extension. The Packers give their standout defensive tackle, Kenny Clark, a 3-year, $64 million extension. Nose tackle for the Packers. That extension announced yesterday. Again, 3 years, $64 million. And that's according to his agents, Dundrickson and CJ LeBoy. So the deal, Clark, $29 million in 2024, and could it bring his career earnings to $150 million. Sheesh. He's an elite run stopper, obviously. He compiled a career-high 7.5 sacks in 2023 en route to his 3rd Pro Bowl. And the new team, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator in Jeff Hafley, who is switching the Packers to a 4-3 base defense. So obviously that's going to be good for Kenny Clark. He can be at that true defensive tackle position. And Clark also, too, has been able to stay healthy throughout his career. He's 28 right now. Made 17 regular season starts in 2022, 2023, and 16 in 2021. So reliable and very good defensive tackle getting his money from the Green Bay Packers. Last one here for you. Going back to the division, Shaquille Barrett has announced his retirement from the NFL. 2-time Super Bowl champion, obviously won a championship with the Buccaneers and the Denver Broncos some years back ago as well. He announced his retirement on Saturday. He had signed a 1-year deal with the Dolphins in March after being released by the Buccaneers in a cost-cutting move, but he said this on an Instagram post. He said, quote, "I'm ready to shift my full focus to my wife and kids and helping them realize their dreams. I've been thinking about this for a while, and the decision has never been more clear than it is right now." And unfortunately, his family did suffer a tragedy back in April of 2023. His 2-year-old daughter, unfortunately, Araya, drowned in the family's pool. So you think that could obviously play a part into it. But look, you know, when it's time, it's time. And you never know how long you're going to get to be with your family or a certain family member. So can't blame Shaquille Barrett for this at all. He's made his money. had a good career, won a Super Bowl twice. So, look, I'm not mad at that at all. So, Shaquille Barrett announced his retirement. That does leave the Dolphins in a spot where they are going to have guys step up. They released Emmanuel Ogba. They lost Andrew Van Ginkel in free agency. So they, again, signed Barrett to provide some depth in their outside linebackers room. And they did place linebackers Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb on the PUP list prior to the start of training camp, which for them starts on July 23rd. So they're going to need guys like rookie Chop Robinson and rookie Mo Kamara to step up. Veteran Cameron Good as well. Oh, Cameron Good actually was placed on the PUP list alongside Phillips and Chubb. So they're going to need their rookies to step up for this first part of the year. We'll see. But there you have it. Some NFL headlines for you. Now, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Rob Tribble in for Tiffany Blackman, who is out in Paris for the Olympics. We'll see what Rob, Mike, and Bo got on tap for you this Monday morning. We'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift when we come back here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. NFL training camp, y'all. Chiefs are in training camp. I'm sure a lot of you have seen Patrick Mahomes, the video surfacing online of him throwing a dot on the run down the field to Xavier Worthy, who had the defensive back beat by a couple of steps. And everybody's like, uh-oh, there it is. That combo can be something special with Xavier Worthy's speed, the arms of Patty Mahomes. Everybody's starting to fall in love with the Xavier Worthy Patrick Mahomes connection already. But teams are in training camp. I believe the Giants are in training camp as well. And you got teams out here already in training camp. And the Falcons, they'll be in training camp on Wednesday, hump day. And we will be out there. Morning Shift will be out there. Steakhouse will be out there. Andy and Randy will be out there. And then Dukes and Bell will be at their usual spot at the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia out there as well. So it's all getting real. Football season is here, y'all. It is here, and I am so excited for football season. So with that, let's get into some more NFL headlines. Speaking of some new places or new faces in new places, how about Cam Akers? He's landing with the Houston Texans, and man, if Cam Akers, I know obviously injuries, especially Achilles injuries, have been a huge thing for him, and you know it's been tough for him over the last couple years to stay healthy. But if he can find a way to stay healthy, man, Houston, they just got weapons on weapons on weapons on weapons on weapons. It's crazy. So Cam Akers is signing with the Houston Texans. Announced on Sunday, Akers is going to lead a running back room that is already pretty stacked. 2021 Pro Bowler Joe Mixon, who the Texans traded for in March, and they gave him a 3-year $27 million extension. It also has Damian Pierce in there, who rushed for 1,355 yards in his first two seasons. Now, again, Ed has had some injury issues. He's coming off a torn left Achilles tendon that he suffered in Week 9 as a member of the Vikings last season. And that was Akers' second time suffering such an injury. He previously tore his left Achilles during the 2021 offseason when he was with the Rams. Again, he used to be a standout at Florida State, and he finished he did contribute to the Rams Super Bowl run. He finished with 100 rushing yards and 4 postseason games. Akers was a second-round pick of the Rams in 2020, rushed for 1,443 yards, 10 touchdowns in 4 seasons before he was traded to the Vikings in September. He's going to be fighting for a roster spot on a Texans squad again that has held 3 training camp practices since starting on Thursday. So Texans, another team in training camp as well. And I believe the Texans are in the Hall of Fame game. It's the Texans and the Bears. But they're in training camp as well. So Cam Akers, again, if he can stay healthy, that's a really, really good pickup for the Houston Texans, who got, again, weapons on weapons on weapons. You talk Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, Cam Akers as your running backs. You got Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell as your wide receivers, along with Dalton Schultz, a very good tight end. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, I mean, yeesh. And they got a pretty good defense as well. Let's not forget Will Anderson on that defense, I mean, dude, this Texas team is stacked. All right, moving on here. Let's talk about the Aints, our rival. They signed Rashid Shaheed to a one-year extension. He was an exclusive rights free agent for the Saints. A one-year $5.2 million contract extension on Saturday, according to Adam Schefter and his sources. He was obviously a returner and an all-pro and a pro bowler selection last season. Wide receiver. Deal was negotiated by his agents Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey. And it comes 4 days before the Saints open training camp. And in 2023, Shaheed finished with 46 receptions, 719 yards, 5 touchdowns for the season. And he had a big game, if you remember, against the Indianapolis Colts back last October. 3 receptions, 3 targets, 153 yards, and a touchdown. And again, young guy, got change of pace, very good at misdirection. So solid signing to bring back one of your receivers who maybe, just maybe, could be a core piece for the Saints. Talk about another signing here. This one, an extension. The Packers give their standout defensive tackle, Kenny Clark, a 3-year, $64 million extension. Nose tackle for the Packers. That extension announced yesterday. Again, 3 years, $64 million. And that's according to his agents, Dundrickson and CJ LaBoy. So the deal, Clark, $29 million in 2024, and could bring his career earnings to $150 million. Sheesh. He's an elite run stopper, obviously. He compiled a career-high 7.5 sacks in 2023 en route to his third Pro Bowl. And the new team, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator in Jeff Hafley, who is switching the Packers to a 4-3 base defense. So obviously that's going to be good for Kenny Clark. He can be at that true defensive tackle position. And Clark also, too, has been able to stay healthy throughout his career. He's 28 right now. Made 17 regular season starts in 2022, 2023, and 16 in 2021. So reliable and very good defensive tackle getting his money from the Green Bay Packers. Last one here for you. Going back to the division, Shaquille Barrett has announced his retirement from the NFL. 2-time Super Bowl champion, obviously won a championship with the Buccaneers and the Denver Broncos some years back ago as well. He announced his retirement on Saturday. He had signed a one-year deal with the Dolphins in March after being released by the Buccaneers in a cost-cutting move, but he said this on an Instagram post. He said, quote, "I'm ready to shift my full focus to my wife and kids and helping them realize their dreams. I've been thinking about this for a while, and the decision has never been more clear than it is right now." And unfortunately, his family did suffer a tragedy back in April of 2023. His 2-year-old daughter, unfortunately, Araya, drowned in the family's pool. So you think that could obviously play a part into it. But look, you know, when it's time, it's time. And you never know how long you're going to get to be with your family or a certain family member. So can't blame Shaquille Barrett for this at all. He's made his money, had a good career, won a Super Bowl twice. So look, I'm not mad at that at all. So Shaquille Barrett announced his retirement. That does leave the Dolphins in a spot where they are going to have guys step up. They released Emmanuel Ogba. They lost Andrew Van Ginkel in free agency. So they, again, signed Barrett to provide some depth in their outside linebackers room. And they did place linebackers Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb on the PUP list prior to the start of training camp, which for them starts on July 23rd. So they're going to need guys like rookie Chop Robinson and rookie Mo Kamara to step up. Veteran Cameron Good as well. Oh, Cameron Good actually was placed on the PUP list alongside Phillips and Chubb. So they're going to need their rookies to step up for this first part of the year. We'll see. But there you have it. Some NFL headlines for you. Now, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Rob Tribble in for Tiffany Blackman, who is out in Paris for the Olympics. We'll see what Rob, Mike, and Bo got on tap for you this Monday morning. We'll wrap things up in the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift when we come back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
For game traffic, 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.